back to school time.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I was hypnotized by Gary myself.
You were?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
All right, and what happened to you?
Down in Pascal's, down in Jersey.
You were at the comedy show?
Yeah.
And you were on stage?
I was on.
Man, I want to talk. That stinks, because that's the guy I want to talk to see, you know, what Gary made him do, you know?
Yeah.
Let's try him again to see if his phone got better. Mark?
Yeah.
Your phone's kind of crappy.
Sorry about that.
It's better now. So he hypnotized you on stage, and what happened?
He had about 20 people up on stage. These two girls were hot sitting next to me.
Yeah?
Right? And I'm a decent-looking guy, but nothing crazy. They were all over me. By the end of the night, he had me do a Chippendales. They made about $20.
All right, I guess he made you into a Chippendale dancer. And
made me into a Chippendale dancer.
And the girls were all over you. Your phone's breaking up, so I'm going to have to cut you off. But do you believe in this?
100%.
All right, thank you, Mark. Well, we'll have to see what Gary Conrad comes up with, you know it?
Yeah, he's got everyone sequestered. He's speaking to them in this soundproof room behind us.
Right.
And I don't know what he's doing. But we'll see. When they come out, they're going to be able to... we're going to be able to give them suggestions and they'll do wacky things?
Honestly, he's just going to pretty much take over the show for like 15 minutes. He's going to work the room.
All right.
He's going to bring his little subjects in here, Anthony.
Yeah.
And they're going to do stuff. And then we'll be the judges, especially you, because I already believe this.
Yeah.
But I want to see what you think of this.
I don't know. I'm a skeptic, I got to say.
Okay. More to come. Stay there.
Obie and Anthony.
Attention. Ellis and Rick, on three, your eyes are open. You're going to be Andrew Dice Clay, and you're going to go into one of your most vulgar routines ever, Dice. But when it comes to the nasty words, the compromising words, the cuss words, they only come out in a Chinese-type jig. Going to sound like ching-bang-bang-bang-bang-wang, ching-bang-bang-bang every time you hit a nasty word. On three, eyes open, everybody else with their eyes open will give a big round of applause. We got the Dice Man here. One of the
eyes open, Dice. Hey, you're a freaking cool.
Yeah. What about a little nursery rhyme, Dice?
Hickory dickory dock, this chick was sucking my ding. The clock struck two, I dropped my ding. What are you laughing at, jerk off?
I was laughing at you, Dice.
Go fing ding ding, you fucking shame yourself.
You roll, Dice.
That guy there laughing at you.
He's another fing ding ding, jerk off.
Hey, look at the girls there, Dice. What do you think, huh?
Some fing ding whores.
Look at him.
Take your clothes off.
Count of three, that one has her clothes off, Dice. One, two, three. Eyes open. Take a look at that one.
Nice. Sneaking. Breasts. Turn around.
All right, the Dice Man.
You're just tuning in. Rick, our producer, is under hypnosis.
Dice, you're Anthony doing his dirty girl voice. One, two, three. Eyes open. It's Anthony.
You like it, baby. Yeah. Who's your daddy? Come on. You know what Anthony likes. That's right. He likes that tongue. Nice. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Dig deep, bitch. Dig deep. Oh, yeah. You need to get smacked, don't you? I'll just punch you right in the tits. Come on, baby. You're just a dirty whore. Yeah, you like it like that.
Seriously, ought to gather your eyes.
Wow.
All right, Spaz, listen, on three, your eyes are open, you're belting out your Axl Rose one today. Eyes open, Axl, sing.
Got a one-way ticket on your last chance ride. Got a one-way ticket to your suicide. Got a one-way ticket and there's no way out alive. With all this past communication that has left you in the cold, no need for consolation when you feel so weak and old. And if home is where the heart is, then the story's to be told. No, you don't need a doctor, no one else can hear your soul. Got your mind in submission, got your life on the line, but nobody pull the trigger, they just stepped aside.
Axel Grease.
Spaz under hypnosis. This is classic.
Leg deformity. Woof. It's wild. All right, listen. Spaz, on three, your eyes are open, buddy. You're Tom Wingfield from Glass Menagerie. One, two, three. I don't Tennessee Williams play.
I've got hands in my pocket, tricks up my sleeve. But I'm the opposite of a stage magician. He gives you illusion and the appearance of truth. I give you truth in the pleasant disguise of illusion.
Come on! Yeah, you look like it's a coma. Why don't you tell me why we wanna ever come back to this?
Eyes closed. Your eyes are open. You're conducting an exercise class. You were actually Richard Simmons, and you want everybody shaking up
with these one.
Eyes open, Richard.
Come on, people, let's get together. Come on, I was thinking about counting up here once, and now we can do a new exercise. Touch everybody, get into one loud, please. Just follow me. And one, and two. And you're not going to lose that.
Richard, come by the mic. The people at home
are
running.
What a tool.
Come on. Let's run in place, everybody, for 5 minutes. Come on. Lift those knees. Come on, lift those knees. I was 50 pounds once. Come on, lift those knees.
Lean back.
Well, that's what you got.
Oh my God. Now that.
Listen, guys, on three, your eyes are open, you're going to feel great. But every time, you're going to be talking to Opie, but every time I snap my fingers, you're going to know that Anthony smells like a paper mill. The most horrid, hey, wretched scent coming from Anthony you can possibly imagine. On three, gang, what do you think? Eyes open. Come over here, guys. Come over here. Over here, right over here. Over here, Spaz. Because I needed an introduction because Opie introduced himself to me, but I really know I hadn't been formally introduced to Anthony. Because Anthony is.
Dude, you stink.
What? I showered, man. What?
Oh, you stink.
What do you mean?
Stench.
What do you mean? I showered and everything. I'm fine.
What's it smell like? Rick, smells like gas or something.
Did you pass gas or something, dude? Oh, God. I'm gonna puke, man.
He's got the best, most attractive scent you've ever come across in your life. You just want to put your nose on his shoulder. One, two, three. What's
that? Wow, new cologne.
Get away from me, you ass! Get out of here!
What a mole!
That's a sniffing
smell.
Sniffing Anthony. Rick is sniffing Anthony.
Get out of here.
What's it smell like? What's it smell like? It
smells like sea breeze, like
oh, wow. On three, you realize Opie got a better scent in 1, 2, 3. Opie's even better now. Now he realizes Opie.
He's got good cologne, but you got better.
Wait a minute. Yeah. All right. Thank God they're just going away from my side of the console.
All right, Spaz and Rick.
Yeah.
Why are you guys smelling me, man? What the hell? Why are you smelling me?
Stand asleep on three. 1, 2, 3. Stand asleep. Your legs are firm beneath. Right now, listen up. On three, your eyes are open. You people
Rick's
are
head's
four,
on
you're
Opie's
three and
shoulder.
A half years old. 3.5 years old, and you're visiting with Uncle Opie, and he's got something in his pocket for you. You want a nickel, a corner, a present, but he's got something in his pocket for you. You want it from Uncle Opie. 1, 2, 3. It's open 3.5 years.
What are you, Uncle Opie? They grab it
for his pockets, man. Spaz is throwing a temper tantrum. He's trying to get his hands in Opie's pocket. Opie's freaking out. Rick's trying to dig in. Spaz is having a friggin' a hissy fit, jumping up and down, having a temper tantrum, trying to get into his. He's hitting Opie on the leg. Oh, they're back. All right, Spaz is back out.
What are you looking for? What are you?
He got some in his pocket. What?
Did he say he was gonna give it to you?
Yes.
Did he promise?
Yes.
Talk to him about his promise.
Come on, you promised you're gonna give it to me.
Give him something. Come on, right.
Come on, what's in there?
You don't want what's here. Have a quarter.
What he gave you?
A shiny quarter, Ricky. Whoa.
What do you think of the quarter, Rick?
Thank you.
Okay. Spaz, on three, your eyes are open. And you're feeling bad because little Ricky got the quarter and you did not get anything. 1, 2, 3.
Uncle Opie, why'd you give him the quarter for? You promised it to me.
Now this is the Spaz
we
know.
Uncle Opie, please. You promised me the quarter.
All right, I'll give you something, Spaz.
It's not fair. Paying favorites.
Here, receipt.
I want corner. I gave him a shiny corner. I want corner. Shiny promise to me.
Uncle Anthony, do you have a quarter for Spaz?
No, I don't have any change.
I don't That's like not it true. Anymore.
Uncle Gordon. Anthony has two quarters for you.
You have two quarters?
Two quarters.
Oh, no. Spaz is running to Anthony's side of the board.
No, get away from me, you jackass. All right, I'll give it to you.
Hold it here.
I say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Anthony.
Oh my God, this is so wrong.
Okay. That's good.
Sleep.
Now
it's
you're
okay.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
No.
Come on.
I thought he did that already with this service. Now you want me? Listen, three of your eyes are open, Spaz, and you grew up, and you're not 3.5 years old, you're 21, and you're not a man anymore, you're a woman, and you're plying your trade out on 8th Avenue, and Anthony's one of your favorite customers. Oh. Jesus Christ, dude, what? And you're really short money, one of the eyes open.
Oh, get away!
Oh, my God!
Get away!
What do you want? What do you want? Don't touch me, please.
Hello.
Get out of here!
What do you need, money? I'll give you money.
Get away from me!
I missed the services from you. You know that.
Get the fuck out of here!
Tell him how good he was.
Oh, every time Anthony comes to my house... Whoa, he never feels the same.
All right, look, how much you want? How much you want to not touch me? You're short on money, remember?
You're taking the fun out of it.
Get out of here! Spaz is attacking Anthony.
Disgusted.
Spaz is trying to give Anthony a hummer.
Whoops.
By the way, Gary, Rick is still
Stanisley, buddy, Stanisley.
Rick is still in the corner.
Yeah, he's admiring
acting like
quarter.
He's 3.5 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he's got his quarter. He's very happy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We could tell Spaz he's a gay wrestler and that Anthony's his opponent. They're in a ring.
Why me?
Because you're the skeptic, man.
No, he's a skeptic.
See, Gary, I completely believe in this. Ant was the skeptic.
No, today. Okay, I believe now. Don't have him do anything to me.
If you're just tuning in, Gary Conrad, a hypnotist, has hypnotize Spaz and Rick. Rick's like 3.5 years old in the corner over here. Spaz is asleep right now on Gary's shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh,
that boy goes.
He's out.
Wow, no wonder they hired you. You got all that stuff in your mind? Just waiting to bust out. Look at my man Rick over there.
He loves that quarter, Gary.
Goodness gracious.
Try to take it away from him. Oh,
oh man.
See what he does if you try to take it away.
Rick, have a quarter?
Oh, he's showing his hand away. He's
Rick, on three, your eyes are open. You come to the mic. You're Cheech Marin. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. Hey, people, it's Cheech Marin. We got here, Cheech Marin.
Mama, she a thong. We don't fucking live.
Speaking to the mic, Cheech.
Hey. Get.
Where's Tommy? Where's Tommy?
I don't know, man. Maybe he was smoking a bone or something.
What's new, Cheech? What's new? What's going on, buddy?
Still doing that stupid show with Don Johnson and, you know, just hanging out and getting chicks. And, you know, I'm short and I'm bald, but, you know, the chicks still dig it because I got cash. You know what I'm saying, man? That's right. I'm, like, banging them and shit. And, like, talking them down.
Ron, what's going on?
Hey, O&A, man, you guys are just friggin' unbelievable. That has got to be the best radio I've ever heard in my entire life. You guys have hit the top.
It was amazing what we
it
just
was
witnessed.
Unbelievable. I wrecked my van.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard, I hit another car. I could not believe it. The guy I hit was listening, and he was laughing, too.
I was amazed. I really was.
Listen, Ronnie, on Three Your Eyes Are Open, you're Dale Earnhardt. You just got cut off by Jeff Gordon to make you lose the race. Keep it clean. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that chicken, man. That chicken racing right there. You want to race? We'll race. I'll show you rubbing now. We'll go to Charlotte this week. Yeah, I'll show you and them Rainbow Warriors. Bring that little old woman of yours with you. You know, baby, I'll show a real man. Bring her on. Bring it on, baby. We got you. We'll show you all four corners.
Thank you.
That's killer.
Yeah, baby.
The man in black, baby.
Listen, three, Casey, your eyes are open. You're going to be the rock.
Oh.
And Jason over there to your right, he's your opponent. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, great.
Hey, what's up, jabronis? I don't know what. Yeah, Rock says.
Hey, I'm
glad
coming
to smack
after
it
you.
Down.
I'm yeah. coming after you for SmackDown.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Oh, my goodness.
Milford, I'll throw your eyes open. You're the Reverend Swagger. You're repenting 1, 2, 3.
Lord, I have sinned. I've done so wrong. God, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me.
Sleep. Now your eyes are open. You're Reverend Swagger. You're unrepentant. You're going to tell him about that wild night in Louisiana. 1, 2, 3.
I did it. I had a blast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't it make you feel good? Didn't it make you feel good? Oh, Lord, it was so good. So good. I had such a good time. Oh,
blasphemy.
The swag, baby. Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic there. And you know what?
Well, on three, your eyes are open. You're a cheerleader. You're doing a dirty bird for us. 1, 2, 3.
Ah, a dirty bird.
Do the dirty bird. Do the dirty bird. Atlanta Falcons gonna win the thing. Do the dirty bird. Do the dirty bird. Do the dirty bird. Atlanta gonna win it. Do the thing.
Yeah.
Gonna go to Miami yeah. and win that thing.
Yeah.
Do the dirty bird.
Now, that don't wake you up. That'll
yeah, do the dirty
cause
bird.
Traffic.
That's right. Oh man, you
better
take
Letterman.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't get that kind of.
You better. Take such good care of these people. Mm. I mean, when she wakes up, she's going to feel so much better than before she went to sleep.
You know, wellness
until she gets the tape of this show.
Listen. Dave, on three, your eyes are open. You're giving Brad advice. His girlfriend's giving him a very rough time, and you're Dr. Ruth Westheimer. 1, 2, 3.
Oh man.
If you are having the sexual problems with your girlfriend, maybe oh, she is not paying enough attention to your penis.
No, wait a minute, Dr. Ruth.
You need to concentrate more on your sexual desires.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Thank you, Dr. Ruth. Thank you.
Very good, Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Oh, we still got a radio station.
Did they turn us off yet? No, I don't think so.
Bill, your eyes are open, and you're not just Bill. You're Bill Clinton on three. You got to talk to Tumbleweed. Every time I snap my finger, some kind of chemical substance has altered your consciousness on three. 1, 2, 3. Hey, it's Mr. Clinton.
Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you. I really appreciate coming here tonight. Oh, man. What'd you say?
I haven't said anything.
Again, Hillary, where are you? I've never seen three Hillaries before. Look at that. I see. Oh.
Hey, man. She's undergoing surgery, sir. Ankle reduction process.
Why would they do that to her? I mean, man, look at those ankles. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to tell you a little bit more about the ankle reducing program that we have. Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I got a dry mouth, man.
Blowing them horns, huh?
Well, when me and the boys used to play saxophone, and we get into some crazy stuff out there, but, man, nothing like what I'm feeling right now. I mean, this is, oh, man, where's Hillary?
There's someone else there. Who's that? Hillary. Who is that, Mr. President? Who's that over there?
Monica now, man.